Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast, sponsored by Anchor.fm. Anchor.fm is a great platform. Whether you're just starting out a podcast, they have lots of tools and resources to help you get started, or you're a seasoned podcast host. They will get you connected on multiple platforms, and it's so easy. It's so easy. You'll love it. Check them out. Anchor.fm. Now on to the program. Hey, happy new year. How is everybody? Well, it's been a while since I've done a podcast. There's been lots going on in my life, as I'm sure things are happening for you as well. Now, since the holiday celebrations are officially over, we've tucked 2021 behind and we're immersed into a brand new year, right? 2022, the third year, yep, of the pandemic. This is a continual challenge for most of us, right? Due to this lovely pandemic. To me, it feels like those annoying pests that no matter what we do to get rid of them, they don't go away, you know? And wearing masks and Zoom social hours feels like a new way of living, which I'm getting used to. I'm finally getting used to the Zoom app. I don't like it much, but I'm finding value in it. But we keep hoping for different announcements with the end of this pandemic. Yet, despite all the vaccines available, this pandemic, it's ruling all of our lives. The ability to enjoy our lives freely as we once did seems like a memory only. You know, gads, it's crazy. Crazy times we're living in. But you know, to live well requires our own efforts first. It's our personal responsibility, right? And I've been sharing this message for 2 years now. I feel kind of like a broken record, but it's true more than ever before. These 6 points come to mind as the foremost in being responsible for our lives and well-being. Number one, what do we live for? It's like a spiritual wellness. And number two, physical health begins with self-care, education, nutrition, and supplemental nutrition. It's kind of all included with physical health. Number three, sticking to a daily routine towards self-care. Number four, breathing, like really allowing ourselves to just to breathe, you know, and movement daily. Number five, when was the last time you slept well on a regular basis without tossing and turning? So sleeping is really important. And number six, what we feed our mind or allow to be influenced by directly affects our self-respect and how we function every day and sleep, right? I want to emphasize this, especially due to the time we're currently living in. But also remember, we have freedom of choice here, especially in America. How do we want to live? Are you living the best you can? Would you like to live better? One thing that keeps coming to my mind when I hear from the Center of Disease Control is we need to be doing everything we can to prevent COVID. Yet, they don't provide a lot of self-care information that is vital for our being healthy and strong, such as nutritional tips, right? Vitamin support like vitamin D, functional medicine suggestions. And to me, and I know you feel this way too, that a strong immune system coupled with lifestyle habits really does make a difference, and especially how we defend ourselves. When we're physically fit and mentally strong and spiritually focused, wow, there's nothing that can stop us. To me, these are the basics of our well-being. And in several previous blog posts, I've interviewed doctors on this topic. We've provided research and shared how valuable self-care is, especially in defending against COVID and other invading illnesses, even including depression. The vitamin D can do wonders, and it's so inexpensive. Hey, have you explored these for yourself? What's been your experience? I would love to hear it. Or are you being negatively influenced by mainstream news? Or are you feeling overwhelmed and kind of defeated during this pandemic? A lot of people are. It's nothing to feel ashamed about. You know, I'd love to discuss more with you about it. You know, again, what we feed our minds to or are exposed to makes the difference in how hopeful we feel and the actions that we're taking. And think about this. To be skilled at anything requires education and training. And good health comes through taking mindful actions repeatedly. And we have choices. One is to explore other avenues of news. That's a simple one. Switch the channels. And here's one I really enjoy that will definitely bring a smile to your face. It's called thegoodnewsnetwork.org. This channel is full of inspiration that is actually happening all over the world. Their message is simple. Since 1997, they have been providing the bright side of information to millions of people around the world. They are the antidote to the barrage of negativity experienced in the mainstream media. Good News Network is number one on Google for good news. And you know what? They got a free app. Free. You can get it on your Apple or Android. Here's an example of a couple things you might hear or see on their website, their email, or on their app. It's a couple quotes. Don't accept a life of mediocrity. When you hold such infinite potential within the fortress of your mind, dare to tap into its greatness. From Robin S. Sharma. Another, hope smiles from the threshold of the new year to come, whispering, it will be happier. Alfred Lord Tennyson. And Earl W. wrote, he says, I always turn to the sports page first. It records people's accomplishments. On the front page, you read nothing but man's failures. I can guarantee you, you won't see these on traditional media networks. When was the last time they quoted anything to give us hope, right? So living with inspiration really helps you set your tone of the day. It helps make you feel good when you get up and feel good when you go to bed. So consider that and check it out. Good News Network, it's free. In closing, you know, I started this service, Schwa to Eat Lifestyle Choices, in 2020, even before the big announcement of the pandemic and the closure of the businesses and we all had to be housebound. Oh, that was such a nightmare, right? Well, when I started this, I originally felt that people needed to hear more inspiration in living well, not feeling guilty or feeling like you're just being bombarded with all kinds of programs and pills to take, but inspired to live well. And in our day with so much digital information, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and not knowing what to choose or if it's going to benefit us. And for the last 20 years, I've personally focused on preventative health for myself and professionally, mostly through the wellness day spa I owned for over 10 years. And this was a great place to visit. And it was a great place to work too. You felt relaxed when the minute you walked through the door and you received treatments with information and looking and feeling better. We had so many happy visitors. It was a really great time. I appreciate them so much today. So going online has been definitely a challenge for me because I'm used to having this brick and mortar kind of business. But my goal is striving to share a similar experience and offer support in creating a healthier lifestyle. And I want to connect you to resources of value to benefit you and your loved ones, and dogs included. If you like this blog and you like the podcast and you find it valuable, please like and subscribe to receive personalized support that will benefit you and your goals. And it's free, okay? And I promise not to spam or sell your email information. I include monthly emails that provide valuable savings, discounts, gift cards, and more designed specifically just for you. It's not a template of one size fits all, or I'm promoting one product and I'm sending it out to the masses. It's more personalized So depending on what your particular issues are, I'm connected to a lot of companies and a lot of different services, and I really want to help you find the right thing that will benefit you. So let's chat sometime. Send me an email. Schedule some time just for you. I really appreciate you. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and you find it of value, and please share it with your friends and family. Thank you so much for visiting, and blessings for the best year ever. Take care. That's what you want to do.